7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
You got a couple of interesting stories for us this morning. Let's start with a unique business park going up in Mendota, huh?
Yeah, a very unique one. This is the very first cannabis business park in the Central Valley. And it broke ground last week, as you mentioned, in the town of Mendota, west of Fresno. A development company called CannaHub, they're based in Sacramento. They're planning to spend about $3.5 million converting a former cold storage facility totaling 100,000 square feet into a business park for marijuana-related businesses. There will be 9 spaces in total, from anywhere from 5,000 to 15,000 square feet. We're talking about, you know, growers to processing labs, possibly dispensaries. There's all kinds of different businesses that are involved in the state's weed industry, which is expected to hit $4 billion this year. So the developers say that these businesses could create anywhere that, well, up to like 100 jobs and bring $800,000 annually in taxes and fees to the city of Mendota, in addition to other economic benefits. And, you know, these are two things that I'm sure are sorely needed in the town, just west of the Fresno County, way on the west side. The first tenant that's been identified that's going to be moving in is called Cresco Labs, and they make marijuana concentrates, vape pens, and pot-infused edibles. And they're actually based in Chicago. They could be moving into their new home in Mendota within 90 days. A second phase of construction could come next year, could add another 150,000 square feet. It's going to include a big cannabis nursery. The developers think that this project could ultimately total 500,000 square feet and $150 million in total investment from them, and that's going to come through loans and investors in that company. It's just the beginning for CannaHub. People are building this. They also have plans for a similar facility near Sacramento. This is going to be 1.2 million square feet, and that's going to be construction from the ground up. So big moves happening in Mendota.
High school football players out on the practice field. Season begins in August, and you have an interesting story about a gift from Gruppetti, huh?
Yeah. Very generous donation from Gruppetti Automotive. They've donated new helmets for the varsity football teams of 4 Visalia area high schools. So we're talking Golden West, El Diamante, Mount Whitney, and Redwood. So these aren't just any helmets. This is the same equipment used by most of the NFL teams and more than 100 college teams. The helmet's called the Visus 01. And yeah, each one of these retails for almost $1,000. So you do the math and figure out like kind of the dollar value behind this donation. And it came about because there's a shoe repairman in Visalia named Luis Salea, and actually his daughter is a JV football player at Golden West. He was doing some research just to see, you know, how they can make the team safer. Came across this helmet, talked to Don Gruppetti about it, and here you go. Just another example of how local businesses support the community in a wide variety of ways.
Yeah, that's awesome when you see that, especially in the smaller communities where they can make such a difference. Say, that's really good info this morning, Gabe. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great week, okay?
You too, Tony.
Thank you. And if you want more on these stories, or, you know, all stories that are business about Fresno and the Valley, make sure you pick up a copy of the Business Journal.